WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police still looking for the gunman in the shooting of activist Charlie Kirk. The FBI has released photos of the man they think was responsible and video showing a man running on the roof of a campus building and jumping off after the single gunshot was fired. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the aftermath.
Amid outrage over graphic videos online, TikTok now vowing to remove images of Kirk's shooting. While in Arizona, Charlie Kirk's widow returning home with her husband's body, escorted by Vice President J.D. Vance, who described Kirk as a true friend.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits has jumped to the highest level in nearly 4 years. Consumer prices up nearly 3% from last year at this time. Mortgage rates, however, dropping in anticipation of an interest rate cut next week. France has deployed fighter jets to Poland. The UK announcing new sanctions against Russia following the deployment of those drones over Polish airspace earlier this week. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. It's got lawmakers thinking about how to keep themselves and their staff in the Capitol safe. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
The Assembly has already started its session after a summer vacation. The Senate won't begin again until October. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers in Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide for the first time ever in Alabama. Tomorrow morning, they kick off in Tuscaloosa, 11 a.m. Last year, the Badgers lost at home to Bama, 42-10. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
Well, this is one of those ones that I know guys, you know, had circled for many reasons, right? Obviously, the way things went last year, but also for the idea, like, look, there's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the, you know, in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there.
NFL, the Packers are now 2-0 after beating the Commanders last night on Thursday Night Football, 27-18, despite missing two of their starting offensive linemen, Matt LaFleur.
I thought what was pretty impressive is missing two starters, although Jordan Morgan I consider a starter as well. It's tough sledding at times.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight at American Family Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. Right now, 53 degrees.
shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll be on a covert operation. But we've put together a Best of Green Bay show featuring Dan Marcus, Eric Westfall, and Laura McKenna. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX Madison. Come for the cheese. Stay because your car won't start.
Have a cup of coffee. Sit back and relax. It's time for John and Gordy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good morning. Yep.
Very cool. WMDX. John and Gordy, yes, indeed. We're here, and it's our 500th show.
That's right.
And boy, the celebration just continues.
I know. We're getting all kinds of phone calls.
Step over the balloons and the confetti.
Yeah.
Sam brought a cake, right?
Yeah,
I did.
Thanks for bringing a cake, man. That's amazing. Okay.
His amazing banana bread. Oh, just.
Yeah, thanks for doing that.
Mouthwatering stuff. Yeah, that was great.
Can't wait to get to that. Okay. We've got Savannah Tomei Olson coming up here in a moment. We'll check in with her with some news headlines.
All right.
But first. Now is your chance to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets. We do this each and every Friday, unless I forgot about it. I didn't really forget. I just put it off until now. All you need to do is listen for the keyword to text to enter this statewide contest and tune in throughout the day. Each host will have a different keyword, meaning you'll have five chances to win for today. The keyword this time around for a four-pack of Brewer tickets, and this is for the game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. is that right? Yeah, September 18th is that game. Keyword is catch. C-A-T-C-H. Catch, like catch the ball, okay? So if you want to get in on this, this is a statewide contest. Download the Civic Media app. Jump on that app. Go to WMDX. Use the text button. And text us the word catch. You have until 8 a.m. to do that keyword, okay? And listen throughout the day for other chances to win. That is a four-pack for Brewers tickets against the L.A. Dodgers September 18th. That's a Thursday. The keyword is catch. Okay.
Let's, we have a few.
Oh, we've got a couple of
text here. That
yeah, we got some text there? From Matt in Middleton. And he said, here, let me just dial it up here. We went one. Okay. Congrats on your 500th show and look forward to many more. Thanks for what you do and keep it up. Hey, thank you,
right.
Matt. Appreciate that. You can text us also on the Civic Media app.
Or yes.
Call us at 608-879-8255. Okay, let's get to Savannah Tomei Olson. Good morning, Savannah. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What's happening in the news?
Well, one of the big local things that I covered this week has to do with two swimmers at West High School. One of them is a senior. Her name is Asha, and she has Down syndrome. And Asha has been an exhibition swimmer on the West swim team for the last 2 years, which means that she has kind of a reduced practice schedule. And when she swims at meets, she doesn't score any points. But she's a full member of the team, and she said it has given her such a great sense of community to be on this team with some of her peers. And then there's another student named Aurelia, who is an incoming freshman who was set to be on the West High School swim team as an exhibition swimmer. She also has disabilities. And they were basically told heading into the school year that they would no longer be allowed to be exhibition swimmers, and they would have to try out just like every other student and have no accommodations made for their disabilities. And these kids and these families were pretty upset just at the idea that they would lose out on this community that Asha had been in for 2 years, and this was her last chance to participate. And Aurelia was going to get to spend 4 years on the team. So they, a bunch of people, really flooded one of the school board meetings this week to kind of urge the school board to reverse course.
Who's responsible for that? Who came up with this? This sounds DEI to me.
To object to this?
Yes.
Mean, yeah.
So the coach of the swim team, people had nothing but lovely things to say about her and how she has created an inclusive environment there for these last few years. It sounds like that decision came from above her, although it's still not entirely clear. That's part of why the parents are so frustrated. They say it's not, they haven't gotten real answers as to why they've made this change and deviated course. But there were not just their families, but even other swimmers on the team, swimmers without disabilities, who came and spoke and said, you know, we want them on the team.
All right.
Wow. It's amazing. Okay.
That's really, really disappointing. And again, I'm not bringing it up to be confrontational, but DEI has been getting rid of all of these special accommodations for so many other students out there. Mm. And this just sounds like one of those instances. Okay, let's continue. What else
now,
have you got?
You got a story about the Willie Street parking situation and the express lanes, right?
That's right. This is the first week of it being a whole lot slower during rush hour because they're now allowing parking again. So that means there's only one open lane during, I think it's like after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So they're going to see whether this makes any difference when it comes to all those buildings that feel like they constantly get crashed into on Willie Street. Yeah. You know, Mother Fools has been hit 3 times at this point. So the traffic engineering division is basically trying this out for 6 weeks to see if it ends up making Willie Street safer as people go a little slower.
That's it. You know, it's so strange. I mean, why would it just be Willie Street? What's going on over there in the east side?
Well, they were looking at the data. They were like, there are far more crashes into buildings here than there are comparable streets, even like West Wash and East Wash. And they don't really have a good answer.
Yeah. Okay. I got a clue, though. I mean, you know, 4 blocks over is East Washington Avenue. You could go in the same direction, a little faster, a little easier. But anyway, you got to keep those cars parked there because, you know, taking them out for a little while, everybody gets confused by it because, you know, John Nolan takes 2 lanes and drives them into 1 lane on Willie Street. It's just a big mess. So just keep the cars parked there in front of the businesses so they don't get run into. Just leave the cars there to get run into, I guess.
Right.
Well, you led me perfectly into my next story. You better enjoy John Nolan while you can, because construction starts next week.
That's right.
Next month.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Yep.
That goes on for 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
3 years.
All right. All right, Savannah, thank you so much. You have a good weekend. Yeah. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take care.
Very good. Thanks, Savannah.
All right.
Okay.
We got the big story here. Should we get to that, or do you have something else?
No.
Okay.
It's time for the big story. Let's get to it.
Here we are, radio hosts, our big 500th show. Of course, let's go to another radio host, a right winger, Clay Travis. There are so many of them out there. I was blocked from doing any kind of radio show on any of the other AM radio stations out there. They didn't want a liberal on their airwaves.
No, of course not.
They silenced me. They censored me. They did. And, they got away with it, and they continue to get away with this kind of crap.
That was all Vicky McKenna's fault.
And by the way,
she didn't want to work with you anymore.
True.
When you threw the headphones against the wall, that was the last straw.
I know. She felt endangered by me.
I can see why.
Yeah. Yeah, that always happens. Yeah. But anyway, I'm really getting fed up and tired of this outrage on the right. We are constantly being threatened. Liberals, Democrats, progressives, we're always being threatened by the right wing. Constantly.
Yeah.
They're even coming right out and saying it, that they've got to get rid of woke. Well, woke is another word for liberal. They want to get rid of it, wipe it out. They want to take it out of this country. That's us. I feel threatened every damn day they say this stuff.
Mm.
And now they're outraged because something like this happened. The shooting happened.
Yeah,
and Charlie now they're Kirk. Saying that we're the ones bringing on all the violence. Well, I disagree completely with that. And I think everybody else does, too. We're the ones being threatened. We're the ones being taken out. The immigration, the ICE agents taking everybody out of here, everybody, Americans and immigrants as well. This whole thing is just drummed up outrage, and it drives me crazy. But here's Clay Travis, now that I've said all that.
Okay.
Cool. He has this blunt response to Barack Obama's claim that he doesn't know what motivated Charlie Kirk's murder. Let's listen. This is cut 79.
I am tired of hearing people say, like Barack Obama did, like Hillary Clinton did, oh, we condemn this violence. Guess what? You can't call the president of the United States for 10 years Adolf Hitler. And you can't say that he's a fascist dictator. And you can't say that anyone who voted for Trump or advocated for him, like you, me, Riley, and Charlie Kirk, are Nazis. And then when someone tries to kill us, you can't suddenly say, oh, we condemn this violence. You caused it. Look at me right now. You caused this. When you tell...
I just want to pause here because, you know, when you listen to these individuals talk about being called Hitlers and Nazis, we're not just making it up. You know, you hang out with white nationalists, right? You hang out with actual Nazis marching down the streets. You have them on as guests. You talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
You pass along their message to the public on the American airwaves. This is what's happening in this country. We're not just making it up. So what they want to do when they shout about this, like Clay Travis is, they want to shut us down. They want to shut us up. Let's continue.
Okay.
Tell people that someone is Hitler. You are telling crazy people, go kill them. And I am sick of pretending that that is anything other than what they're doing. That guy in West Palm Beach, what did he say? He was killing Trump because he believed Trump was Hitler. This is what they do, all right? This left-wing violence, it's out of control. And Charlie Kirk bore the brunt of that left-wing violence. And guess what? But for the twist of his head at the last minute, Donald Trump's head would have been blown off on live television. And that is intentional. They are lighting fires and then claiming, oh, what do you know? There's a fire there. They're doing it on purpose. MSNBC, Sean, you watch this. They were live on the air saying, one of their guys said, they put out a PR statement. He said, well, Charlie Kirk was riddled basically with hate. And when you put hate out into the world, this kind of thing happens. Oh, tough break. You get shot and killed even though you're completely innocent and all you're doing is making arguments for the betterment of the country. Tough.
All right.
Okay.
Enough of that stuff.
Yeah.
But he did bring up Matthew Dowd, who got fired from MSNBC for just saying a normal, everyday comment. I mean, this guy is white bread, and they had him on commenting about this, and I want to play this. This is cut 73, Matthew Dowd. The comment he made that got him fired at MSNBC, who takes all of this stuff seriously from the right wing, that we should shut up. Well, this is their response, guilty as charged. Let's listen.
Talk to me about the environment in which a shooting like this happens.
Yeah, and again, to emphasize what you just emphasized, we don't know any of the full details of this. That we don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea about this. But following up with what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions. And I think that's the environment we're in, that people just, you can't stop with these sort of awful thoughts you have and then saying these awful words and not expect awful actions to take place.
Matt,
and that's the unfortunate environment we're in.
That's right. Now, he got fired for that. ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, that is just a normal, everyday comment. And MSNBC's president, Rebecca Kutler, who, by the way, is going to also be in charge of MS Now when they split off from NBC, she said this: "We apologize for the statements, as he has, too. There is no place for violence in America, political or otherwise." Does anyone out there really think that he's calling for action on maybe taking it out on other individuals, violently shooting them? No, of course he isn't. This is we're just playing, and we're just, again, collapsing in the face of right-wing pressure. That's it.
19 past the hour. We've got a number of phone calls. Hang on the line here. We're going to check in with Brittany Merlot next on Weekend Weather and much more. Rockers in the studio, too, with a Maxine preview coming up.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're having trouble with your hearing, do something about it. Talk with the good folks at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Call them and make an appointment at 608-249-4077. You can take an initial hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Don't let your hearing loss frustrate you anymore. They help John and Gordy hear better, and they can help you too. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
This portion of John and Gordy is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The Labor Day sale continues. Get a free box or platform foundation with your mattress purchase or upgrade to an adjustable base during the Labor Day sale through September. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to Verlo.com.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning, our 500th show. No one ever thought it could happen. And
especially us.
We never had a clue that this could happen. And the plaque on the wall was just a wonderful, heartfelt.
It's amazing. Yeah. Got a big crowd here in the studio and, out in the lobby there.
That's what we do.
Everybody wants our autograph.
We're talking about the outrage on the right. We'll be getting to our phones in just a few moments.
Yes.
And get your input.
But first, I want to remind everybody, this is a keyword hour. If you want to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets, the keyword this hour is catch, C-A-T-C-H. Just use your Civic Media app. Go to WMDX, hit the text button, and text us the word catch. Before 8 a.m., we will draw a winner and notify you. This is for a four-pack of tickets for Thursday, September 18th, against Los Angeles at AmFam Field. Again, the keyword is catch, C-A-T-C-H. Okay? Should we go to the phones?
All right, yeah. Let's definitely do that. Let's go to Charles in Milwaukee. Charles, what do you got for us?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. This fake outrage from the right.
Mm-hmm.
They lie. Everything they say is lies. from the wokeness to schools teaching white kids to hate themselves. I would love to ask any Republican that says that, CJ including, what school has he ever walked into and they've taught and they're telling white kids, you need to hate yourself for the things that, that was done to people of color. This fake outrage of, well, Obama and Hillary Clinton. I've never heard one of them call Donald Trump Hitler. You know who I did hear call Donald Trump Hitler? His vice president, J.D. Vance. I heard Marco Rubio talk about how horrible Donald Trump is. I heard Ted Cruz talk about how horrible Donald Trump is. I heard, I can't think of his name offhand, but all of these, the guy from South Carolina that said that if we elect Donald Trump to the Republican Party, that's the end of the Republican Party. Donald Trump is always spewing hate. Lindsey Graham. He's always spewing hate. Yeah. Democratic Party is always talking about how can we include everyone.
Boy, very
the
good.
Republicans yeah. continue to go after trans kids.
Yeah.
Gay that, people.
Great, so, this great, I know. Outrage, and, I know, and they bring up this DEI as though that is some kind of, you know, horrible, terrible thing that we're foisting off on people, and now we've lost some swimmers here in our school system simply because of that, I think, anyway. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Charles, thanks for that, and I really appreciate it. Yes, the right wing has actually said these negative things about Trump before they jumped on board his ship.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
so,
it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dick. Dick is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, congratulations on 500.
Oh, thanks.
A lot more. What I'm wondering, too, is how we went from such snowflakes to just such predatory animals.
Yeah, that happened.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But also, something that Kirk said, I'm paraphrasing as best I can, more or less, I wonder if you'd been as cavalier had his own children been victims when he makes it to sound like, you know, children being slaughtered in schools is collateral damage that you're going to get so that we can have, you know, guns.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that is one of the most amazing comments. Yeah, just a few deaths a year, but that's worth it to keep our Second Amendment.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah that, well, you know.
That's not at all.
Somebody else's kids.
That's right. He didn't expect this.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Dick. Thank you. I actually have a list of
I think we want to let our listeners know that there's some breaking news here. President Trump has announced that they think that they have captured the suspected gunman, and so that news is breaking.
I'm glad that reporter Trump has
Donald Trump
chimed
is
in.
Anchorman for America.
He's breaking news for all of us now. This is his job. He's such a micromanager.
There's a press conference coming up at 8 a.m.
Here are some of the comments from Charlie Kirk. Okay, gay people should be stoned to death. Most people are scared when they see a black pilot flying a plane. Taylor Swift should reject feminism and submit to her husband. No one should be allowed to retire. Leftists should not be allowed to move to red states. British colonialism was what made the world decent. The guy who assaulted the Pelosi should be bailed out. Religious freedom should be terminated. Multiple black politicians stole white people's spots. MLK Jr. was an awful person. The great replacement theory is reality. Vaccine requirements are medical apartheid. I mean, these are a positive message. Is this a positive message for America? I don't think so. We are horrified by what happened to Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
No one should ever have this kind of fate, regardless of their belief system.
Yeah. Political violence is never good.
And to actually have former presidents come out and say something about this is amazing. I mean, Charlie Kirk is just, you know, a commentator, podcaster. So I think the left has reacted well to this. But I think the right wing has seen a political opening here, and they want to go after everybody on the left, everybody, and act like it's outrageous and that we are promoting violence and shootings and whatever else. Remember, the guy who took a shot at Trump was a right winger.
Yeah.
Okay. So
there you have it.
The guy at the golf course was a right winger.
Yeah. 29 past the hour. We will turn away from politics here for a while. We've got Rocker in the studio.
Well, what a way to end preview. The week for politics,
well,
though.
I know it. Yeah. It's our 500th episode. Sam Davison continues with us, too. Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview coming up next on John and Gordy for a Friday.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Simple question for you on a Friday. If you had a bill go from $400 a year to $7,000 a year, and it was a service you had to have, would you be upset? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday, and that's exactly what's happening to some of our Wisconsin livestock marketers, as well as those they depend on to move livestock. It's a proposed change within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and livestock industry wants to respond. Details on the way.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
The increases being proposed by the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection range from 83% to more than 1,600% increase on fees charged of livestock markets, livestock dealers, and livestock truckers. Kurt Larson, president and CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association, says the bottom line, it's not fair, and it needs to be shared expense.
You know, to be quite honest, it's not really something that the is producer driven. It's really more consumer driven. And that's where a lot of the neighboring states have said, hey, you know, this needs to be funded by more than just the producer side, that we need to put some shared funding into this thing to make sure it's successful and we can cover all the work that needs to be done, because it's a big bill to put all on the shoulders of the producers.
Kurt Larson, President, CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association. There are two additional hearings on this subject coming up next week. They're being held face-to-face and virtual. Larson says it's critically important that all Wisconsin livestock operators and those that serve the industry chime in on these proposed fee increases.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. By the way, that story with Kurt Larson from the Equity Livestock Sales Cooperative is one of our top five that you tapped into at MidwestFarmReport.com. Circle back and check out the rest on our playlist. That's a look at food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Quietlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
And he's here.
If he likes it, he will tell you so.
It's the John and Gordy Band. Yeah. Doing the rocker theme.
That's right. That cost a lot of money to produce that.
We had to rent a recording studio to get the musicians together.
The best musicians we could find in the Midwest.
Rocker is here with the Max Inc. preview. Good morning, Rocker.
Oh, what's happening, guys? That is so awesome. We were playing that song last week on Max Inc. Radio, and now there's a new version I hear.
Right.
We have a new single that'll be coming out with I'm Rocker. So it's awesome. I'll definitely tell you whether I like those intros or not. So it was a good thing I stood up. It's awesome. I got to thank you guys.
It was fun.
Creative.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And Rocker, you remember Sam Davison is with us. Sam,
I saw the bug on the way in. I knew Sam would be here. That's awesome.
Yeah, we missed that bug out
the
parking lot.
VW bug.
We really do.
Have you had some more work done to it?
We missed that more than you.
I did. I did a bunch of work on it while I was stuck at home, actually. I didn't have much else to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you do? Add a radio?
I replaced all the wheel bearings because it would shake if you turned in one direction.
Oh, God. That sounds so nice.
Does the horn work?
It does work.
Okay. So warm and
everything.
Fuzzy.
How about you got new windshield wipers the other day, right?
Yeah. I'm moving up in the world. I finally have enough money to buy windshield wipers.
You know, in old cars like that, we used to put in record players.
Yeah.
We used to play 45s in the car, yeah.
Oh, my God. I saw a bunch of styrofoam, I thought, in the car. Are you trying to float that down? Is that going to float now?
Yeah, I actually have the boat strapped to the top for when I drive into the lake.
Right, yep.
You still have the styrofoam boat?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Hey, put that mic up a little closer. Okay. There you go. Why am I telling you? You know how to do this. Okay.
Well, I thought I just sounded a little goofy because it's running through the other board.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll work on it.
It does sound a little.
Okay. All right, Rocker, what do you got for us for Max Inc. preview this week?
Max Inc. Radio, we're going to unplug from politics Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. right here on WMDX 92.7 FM. You can find our podcast at thecivicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. This week, Big John Smolek. He's a drummer from Go Play God. He's been around for a long time in this scene. He got a bad case of diabetes, and he had to have his leg amputated below the knee. And for a drummer, that's just, it seems like a crazy thing. Yeah. So the music scene is coming together to help Big John out. And we're going to talk to him this weekend on the phone. We're going to get him on the phone and talk about the fundraiser for Big John, which Iron Plow is going to be making our return at. We'll be talking about that in a minute.
Okay.
But we also have Static Affliction and Mother Hive and Abaddon Zen for that show. Now, the crazy thing about that show is there's going to be some huge raffles there. I did not know this. It's really coming out. They're going to be raffling. Are you ready for this? They're going to be raffling off a Gibson SG Standard 1961 guitar that was anonymously donated for the event. So there's going to be much more than that, though.
That's worth some money there.
There's going to be a 2024 Green Bay Packers signed football. There's going to be Mallard game passes up for the raffle. There's even going to be a PRS guitar from Dave's Guitar Shop, which is amazing. Ultimate Arts tattoo packages and a Fender acoustic. Lots of really good stuff. Okay. If you want to come down and join the raffle, raise funds for Big John.
I'll tell you what.
So you guitar players out there, a Paul Reed Smith guitar and also a Gibson SG.
A 61 Gibson.
A 61. Yeah. That's, man, that is huge.
We actually have the John and Gordy guitar banjo that we have signed.
Are we going to give it away? We're going to donate that, are we? Okay.
What will we talk about for the rest of time?
I don't know. All right.
Oh, and hey, we'll have live from the Man City. We'll have Melissa Keeler. She'll be right here, live from the Man City in our studio. So there's some good things happening around town. Jenny Lapine and Mason Meyer Band. They're just a great love story. Jenny, she's a singer-songwriter from the Midwest. She used to be a fitness and gymnastic coach, and she quit everything and is now a full-time musician. She met Mason. And you know what? I think they fell in love. He's the bricklaying owner of Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. And now he kind of quit everything and kind of became a singer. Well, he still does his other stuff, but now he's into it. So they have a band and they're going to be playing Saturday, September 13th at the Harmony Bar
tomorrow night.
Okay. Let's check it out. Jenny Lapine and Mason Meyer Band. This is Back to You.
What can I do to make you stay? I guess I'm going to have to kneel and pray. If we could find a way, change how we have, know we both would have tried once again. So now what do we do? What do we say? Silence can be worse than words, but I can't fight with you one more day. Let's call it truce, let's go our separate ways. I can't seem to live without you. There's got to be a better way. Love me through my hard words, don't drive away on me.
Trust me when I tell you, there's no one else I'd rather see.
Boy, it brings back the old days of Ian and Sylvia and, you know, all these other folk groups, you know. Female singers.
Yeah, the male singer sounds a little bit like Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, he's
got a real vibe.
Yeah, he's a big guy, baritone voice. I mean, he talks super low to you.
It's just
amazing.
That is a good song. Love that.
So they're at the Harmony Bar tomorrow night.
They're coming up at the Harmony Bar tomorrow night. That's on Atwood Avenue over on the east side. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to the return of Iron Plow. I'm going to tell you about the show now. I'll be making my return to the drums, of course, after I had cardiac arrest on stage back in December. This is now coming full circle. 9 months later, I'm getting back on the stage with my band Iron Plow, and we're going to be doing the fundraiser for Big John. But a fun thing that's going to be happening with that, UW Health, they're doing a little bit of a documentary on my journey back to health, back to playing drums. And so they're going to be there filming for the event. And if you want, please come down. UW Health, they'll be filming it for me. And you can be a part of the studio audience. It's the fundraiser for Big John this Sunday at the Crucible on the east side of Madison. 2 to 7 p.m., Iron Plow plays at 5 p.m. So I brought in another one of our Iron Plow songs. This is a little bit of a throwback. This is called Whiskey Days, Iron Plow.
It's the end of the line now. Time to lay you down. Get up and do it again tomorrow. Wear another crown. We've been known to walk away. Oh yes, you know it's true. When I come to my senses, I come crawling
I like the drumming.
That drummer's got something going on there.
Well, at least you guys aren't replacing drummers left and right like Spinal Tap, right?
Yeah, right. I wouldn't go. they tried to get rid of me.
See, I mean, this could actually be Iron Plow. The end continues.
Yeah, that's right. You know? Oh yeah, we plan on going until we got walkers and canes.
How long has the band been together?
Yeah. Since the pandemic, I think October 2021.
Okay,
We started because everything was just shut down, and we were all old friends, and we had never jammed in a band together, and we thought, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Got together, and now it's been a couple of years now. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, that show,
together.
Again, Sunday on the Commercial Avenue at
The Crucible.
Yeah.
The Crucible.
From 2 to 7.
2 to 7 p.m. daytime show. And don't forget about the killer raffle. Lots of good stuff happening there. Come down and be a part of the studio audience while they film it. We'll have a good time.
And now Channel 27 is stopping by here in a little while to interview. Yeah. Is that the deal? So you're going to be on TV maybe tonight or tomorrow?
That I guess we'll have to see what the TV gods say, but they're going to come and do a little interview with me. You never know when they get, reassigned or different stuff happens. It's TV news. But
I mean, you're not required to say John Negroni or anything like that during the interview.
Can you sign that?
Okay. All right. What else you got here?
Oh, we got time for one more here?
Yeah, I think absolutely.
The band Feel. I thought I'd bring, these guys are playing September 17th, 8 p.m. at the High Noon Saloon. They're from St. Louis, Missouri. And I don't know if you've seen them on Facebook. They really have a good Facebook campaign going on, but their dynamic classic rock inspired sound incorporates blues, jazz, 60s experimental. TheBandFeel.com. I think these guys are awesome. This song is called Find a Love. The Band Feel, they'll be at the High Noon Saloon September 17th.
Good.
Yeah, those guys fun.
You got it going on here.
I've been seeing them on Facebook for quite some time. They've been showing up in my feeds, and all of a sudden here they are coming to the High Noon Saloon. I thought, man, people need to know about this band. They are really good.
Absolutely. It's the band Feel. That's the name of the band.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's
the band Feel.
The band Feel.
The band Feel. Yeah. Go check them out. Saturday, September 17th. Sunday, I don't know what day that is. September 17th. Whatever day September 17th falls on, that's the day to go see them,
right? That's
when
they're going to be there. Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right. We got a minute here. Let's see. You know what? Let's go to the break here, and then we'll come back with Rocker for a few more songs. Again, Sam Davison is with us. We want to remind you can go to WMDXradio.com. We've got Rocker's event on there and on the banner, and we also have a new event page there you should check out. And, of course, the newsletter comes out every Thursday, I believe, and you can check that and sign up for our WMDX newsletter.
Tell us what you think on our live poll that we have on there as well.
That's right. The poll question. And, again, we have a new poll question for you every Monday, so you have one more day to get in on the poll. It's what's the most challenging part of getting to the Dean County Farmers Market? You can weigh in on that. Finding parking seems to be the biggest challenge that's been holding the lead all this week.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back with more of Rocker with the Maxing Preview and wrap up our 500th episode at WMDX next.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives by improving their hearing. They offer fast and flexible appointments with individualized care. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com and take a free hearing test online. They help John Peterson, they help me, and they can help you too. Call them at 608-249-4077. Don't let hearing loss frustrate you anymore. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve, instant ramen bar, and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This portion of John and Gordy is brought to you by Verlo Mattress East and West in Madison. There's a Labor Day sale going on through September. While supplies last, get a doorbuster queen-size mattress for $299 or a king-size for $399. Ask about their deals on adding foundation. Go to Verlo.com.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
Get down.
I'm back.
We're back. Here we go.
I'm back.
Stand by.
I'm back.
Come on.
We're the best of Madison.
Yeah. Sam Davison, get off of the table. You can't dance on the console here.
I'm back, man. I am so back.
Oh, no.
Man, we really energized him. I think we're going to have to make room for him here at the table.
You know what James Brown does to me.
I know.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned during the break, a friend of yours is playing at High Noon Saloon, the band.
Yeah, that's right. My old roommate's band, Causing Control, they're playing at the High Noon tonight, along with Blush, Shebe and the Lovemakers, and Lowboy. Starting around 8 tonight.
Okay. All right. Nice.
All right.
Great stuff.
Of course, Rocker is here again for the Maxing preview. Got a couple of more things.
I'll cut it down to two more.
Okay.
I think they're both really good, too. Rick Dietz, Thursday, September 18th, he's at the Harmony Bar with his son, Wilder Dietz. So Rit and Wilder Dietz, they'll be playing. He's a local musician and songwriter, but Rit is also a writer. And he will be celebrating the release of his unusual debut novel called Settle Down. It takes place in 1980s Virginia and right here in Madison on the Near East Side. So it's an interesting book coming out. He'll be releasing that book and playing at the release party September 18th, Thursday, at the Harmony Bar. Right now, let's check out a song he had a little while ago. This came out. Rit Dietz. This is called East Side.
The Catfish River flowed from the fourth lake to the third like Mendota rolls your horror. To Monona sings the bird who heads it south, south and north. In the west, well, it's where the sun goes down. You belong on the east side of this town. I could fish all day with my friends off of Bible camp. Like to walk and walk up and down Monroe. But the cottonwoods at Albrecht, they got a whisper.
Very
That's
mellow.
Wild. You know, I love it when they mention Madison in a song. That is all that's
That's terrific.
Everything in that song.
Well, wow. that is just more proof that the East Side's where it's at.
That's where it's at. No, wait a minute.
Absolutely.
Here. Hold on.
Oh, Catherine Lake has joined us in the studio.
Well, yeah, we've got a great song that mentions a lot of chain restaurants in on the West Side. So.
Arby's, McDonald's.
If you say it just like that, it sounds cool.
Yeah. Oh, Catherine, jump on that mic.
Well, I'm here, and I just wanted to tell you this has been a really wonderful show, but did you say 500?
Yeah, 500th episode, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
I have some bad news.
Oh, no, it's
Whoa,
Friday.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
They're taking back one of them, and that's today.
It's only 499.
We're gone.
Yeah, you miscounted.
What?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Got to do it all this over again.
No, come on. Oh, no. Yeah,
next time, talk to management. What the hell are you doing?
Time to pop all the balloons, right, I guess.
I guess so.
Who's keeping track here?
They're taking away the cupcakes.
Hey, we got time for one more song here.
And this is perfect. I'm going to talk about another guy. He's actually from Australia, and he's going to be coming here to the High Noon Saloon September 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Absolutely amazing. I actually tried to get him here for Atwood Fest, but he was not available. But he's coming here now, September 22nd.
Okay.
All right, so I got to set this song up. So this guy, there is no guitar in this band, okay?
Okay.
And he's absolutely amazing with his originals, but I thought I'd bring in a song that's maybe a little familiar to people. He's going to do Jimi Hendrix's Voodoo Child, right? So he's going to do this, and you're going to hear it on a whammy clavinet. So this is a keyboard that has a whammy bar. And
what?
You got to go look it up on YouTube.
Okay.
You can see him play Lachie Doley, which is Lachydoley. He's Australian. Whammy clavinet. You've never seen anything like this. It's going to be at the Harmony. You just got to hear it to believe it. Mm-hmm. This is Lachie Doley doing Voodoo Child, no guitar.
Okay. That's amazing.
A whammy clavinet. That is not a guitar.
He's got the Hendrix thing happening.
That is really amazing. I don't even know what that looks like.
You have to go to YouTube to see this thing. It's like it's like a regular kind of old looking, you know, keyboard. Almost like an organ, right?
Yeah.
But out of the top is this bar that comes out, right? So he plays, so he's playing the keys with his right hand and then this whammy bar with his left hand.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know, lots of sound effects. But
wow.
I mean, when you see the other songs, too, I mean, he's just, you know, Hammond B3 player, just expert, master. I mean, you really got to see this guy to believe it.
That's a great spot.
Very good. All right. We'll check it out. All
Rocky right. Dolly tonight, or coming up at the High Noon Saloon, September 22nd.
And Max Inc. Weekend, quickly?
Yes. 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday night, we'll have John Smolik, and we'll have Melissa Keeler playing live here.
And everybody check out the big show on Sunday at the Crucible with Iron Plow and the rest of the band.
That's right. And I'll be coming back, going to play the drum set that I played on December 26th. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Very good. Sam Davison, thanks for joining us. Oh, okay. You turned your mic off just to... Okay.
It's on, I swear.
Oh, man.
It's on over here, too. All right. Sam, great to see you.
That can happen.
Yeah.
You don't know it, but I unplugged your mic.
He's trying to unplug mine.
Okay. Monday's show, Mayor Paul Soglin will join us, former mayor, also Pam Yonke and Amy Horak. That's it for us. Have a great day. Yes. Happy 500th, John.
Thank you very much, Gordy.
All right. Couldn't have done it without you.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump saying a short time ago of the man they think shot and killed Charlie Kirk.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him. Right in custody.
President on Fox News. Sources also telling ABC's Pierre Thomas there is a person of interest in custody. Federal investigators and state officials had released photos and a video of the person they thought was responsible for shooting Kirk once in the neck at a college rally on the campus of Utah Valley University this week. President Trump, again on Fox, praising investigators in Utah.
Local police, the governor, everybody did a great job. You know, getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing. And we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days.
There is a news conference expected in Utah about a half hour from now. This is ABC News.